Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. The U.S. Senate last night confirmed Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. The vote 52-48, with all but one Republican in favor and every Democrat opposed.
The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
That's the first time since the mid-1800s that a Supreme Court nominee has not received any votes from the opposing party. At the White House, just an hour after the vote,
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear.
Barrett's lifetime appointment secures a 6-3 conservative majority, widely expected to expand gun rights and rein in abortion. Conservatives like Missouri Senator Josh Hawley are ecstatic.
This is the most openly pro-life judicial nominee to the Supreme Court in my lifetime.
The president returned to the White House for Barrett's swearing-in from a three-stop swing through Pennsylvania. That's a state both Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden consider a must-win on election night. Trump complains Biden and the media pay far too much attention to the coronavirus, even though this country has seen a record number of new infections in recent days.
And we're rounding the turn. You know, all they want to talk about is COVID.
From Biden,
the bottom line is Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person to try to lead us through this pandemic.
Here in California, high wind with gusts reaching 150 kilometers per hour and dry conditions equal fire weather. And in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, two bush blazes are speeding through brushy hills near major urban centers.
I have some place to go, thankfully. I got a dog to worry about now.
More than 100,000 residents in and around Irvine are under mandatory evacuation orders. Two firefighters have been critically injured with second and third degree burns. Louisiana and Mississippi are on defense today against yet another approaching hurricane. This time, Millsy and Basil, it's Zeta, the 27th named storm of the 2020 season, now a Category 1 and forecast to come ashore tomorrow as storm-battered Gulf Coast residents face yet another round of destruction.
Well handled, Bob.
Not good.
Well handled.